Hachette Audio presents Heather, The Totality, written and read by Matthew Weiner.
For Linda. Chapter 1. Mark and Karen Breakstone got married a little late in life. Karen was nearly 40 and had given up on finding someone as good as her father, and had begun to become bitter about the seven-year relationship she'd had after college with her former art teacher. In fact, when she was set up with Mark, she nearly turned the date down because Mark's only prominent quality was his potential to be rich. Her friend, long married and on her third pregnancy, mentioned no other qualities. Karen's married friends seemed to be obsessed with the fact that they had never considered money's importance in their relationships, having gotten married so young. Now, deeper in life, they were distracted by it, sleepless as they debated their long-term security. Karen still wanted someone handsome. She felt it would be an unbearable compromise to stare at an ugly face every day and worry about her future children's orthodontia. But no one had actually met Mark. The women knew he had a good job and wasn't from Manhattan, and Karen could ask someone's husband who knew Mark, but there really wasn't time for anyone to investigate in the days before email or texting. Mark had her number, and if he used it, she certainly wasn't going to let her machine answer. And he had a nice enough voice and was a little nervous, which meant he wasn't a serial womanizer. So Karen, unenthusiastic, changed dates on him twice, but they eventually went out for a drink, a sexy idea if Karen had not forced it to a Sunday night. In the dim light of the bar, Mark was not unattractive. He was plain the way a girl is plain. He didn't seem to have any pronounced features, but at the same time, they weren't all so similar that he was handsome. His face was fat in every way, youthful. His nose was round.